listening to the Kevin F. Freeman podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Kevin the Afrima podcast. Wait, is this the Kevin the Afrima podcast or is it the Kevin and Jude?
Anyone, is it this one? You can make Kevin the Afrima podcast.
Okay, so welcome to another edition of the Kevin the Afrima podcast. I'm joined today by the Nigerian sensation, Mr. Jude O. How you doing, sir?
I'm legendary, you know, always legendary. The freshest man you can ever meet in Vancouver. The most, you know, the Nigerian prince himself is here.
Bro, this is not a dating website. We don't have women on the other side. It's just some bunch of fellas who need a bit of motivation, mate.
Sweet. I'm here for them, you know.
All right, man. We have a lot of topics to cover tonight.
Shoot.
The first one being, what are your thoughts on vaccines? Let's go deep into it.
That was real quick. What vaccines are you talking about, please?
The COVID vaccines, mate. The Moderna, Zen, whatever nonsense. I don't want my podcast to get banned if you say the wrong thing. So just give us your thoughts and we rush through it.
Yeah, my thoughts on, first and foremost, my thoughts on messenger DNA. So messenger deoxynucleic acid. I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about it. Yeah, I always feel like it could cause some DNA alterations. And maybe I'm just being controversial. But I'll hold on it first. Let's wait for like 6.9 billion. They say there's 7 billion people on Earth. So let's 6.9 billion have it. And I'll be part of the 7 billion.
let's watch people turn into werewolves and then...
Yeah, then, yeah. If they don't, then I'm, yeah, I might be 100% that it is good. But until then, I'll wait.
All right, on to lighter issues. I do understand you invest in crypto, man. Can you tell us a bit about this crypto world? It's taking off and, you know, us young Africans, we have no idea what's going on. We're just watching and we're hoping. Is this something we should look into?
I don't think anybody has an idea of cryptocurrency. Even crypto, the founder... person of the founder of Bitcoin doesn't have an idea. It's cryptocurrency. So if you have the mind, it's for the bold. If you have the mind to put your money in something you don't know, then do it. But if I've seen people try to like draw charts and try to measure up and predict growth of Bitcoin, Dogecoin and everything, it's unlikely that their predictions will come true. It can go up, it can go down, it can consolidate, which even the consolidation feels like a very big heartbreak. So yeah, either one, like cryptocurrency, it's not something you learn or practice and then get familiar with. Maybe crypto mining, you could learn something like that. But investing in crypto, you can't really. You just do it or don't do it. That's basically what it is.
Well, if I do it, what if I lose my money, man? Scary stuff, bro.
Scared money don't make no money. If I ever go broke, I'ma make more money.
Lost money hurts, mate. We out here working 9 to 5, double jobs and all that.
What if you make money? You see, it's a 50-50 chance, you know.
Yeah,
you could make money, you could lose money. So be ready for either one.
You never really know, would you? All right, let's pivot to What are the topics? Taxes. Tell us about taxes. What are your thoughts on the taxes going up due to COVID?
I mean, the government gave people. I wasn't part of those people, but the government gave people some money. So one way or the other, the government has to take it back. No, certainly they have to take it back because they needed to subsidize or something else.
But then, man, you see, some of us be working real hard, man. If taxes go up 36%, that's a lot of money, mate. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but come to think of it, like, who are these taxes for? Isn't it supposed to be for us? I mean, the people living in Canada, people paying the taxes should be the one enjoying the taxes. So if the government are taking taxes, it means it's still coming back to us. So, like, if you always see taxes as something around that angle, maybe it might be lighter. When you think about 36%, you're like, okay, see, my money is going to come back to me. But if you see it as something you're giving to the government, 36% is a lot of money.
I see it as money the government is taking from me, man. I do the work and they just come and get it just like that?
No.
Just like that? They just take. It's like, yo, look, yeah. I just worked 60 hours this week. I mean, yeah, where my check at?
Well, the roads you drive on and all of those things, they cost money to build. So somebody has to pay for it. And you're not going to pay for it. The government said, okay, no taxes, but individuals will fix the roads. Nobody's going to fix the road. So, yeah. Facts. Pay your 36%.
Facts. But what would you say, man? You know, anyway, going down deeper, like, we want to help some people out there. People are struggling. You know, COVID has affected a lot of guys and girls out there who are trying to pursue different degrees of life and pursuing success. How have you been able to cope during this pandemic and come out and, you know, be flourishing, investing in crypto? I mean, you're a crypto millionaire here, the grapevine. Like, how have you been able to ride through the wave and, like you said, not even need the subsidy from the government and stuff? Like, how are you doing it, man?
You see, for people who are like depressed during this pandemic era, I feel like people are not researching or not reading, because the way it is people can't go outside. So think of business you can get to people when they're inside. Yeah, so if you're having like a restaurant and you used to sell in the restaurant, why not think of like delivering to customers? And you can start content creating. YouTube, lots of people are watching YouTube. YouTube blew up like last October or August. Yeah, the views really went to like the all-time high. So imagine all the YouTubers, or imagine you were a YouTuber at that time. You probably made a lot of money. So research. And coronavirus would be great for you.
Hey, man, this is a serious topic, bro. You know what I mean? We laugh, but yeah, because a lot of people are struggling, man, out in the streets, you know, a lot of crazy stuff.
The thing about when people say they're struggling, some people are using the coronavirus as an excuse. A lot of people are also making money, but then people like to give excuses so people don't ask them for money. Like, can I get some money from you? No, bro, it's a pandemic. There's no money anywhere. But there's a lot of money. People are still making. Some people are unaffected. In fact, some people made more money this period, like content creators, even musician artists, because people are consuming more music. With like, while some people are being depressed, they listen to music, which means like an artist like Drake or I don't know, Lil Baby or anybody making music right now and is selling more because somebody is listening to them more. It is what it is. You choose the end you want to be at, the receiving side or the giving side. But if you're giving, you're making money. If you're receiving, you're just getting fat.
We don't say fat no more, mate. Come on now.
Well, yeah. Take it the hard way.
All right. And then pivoting to one of my favorite topics. So Jay-Z recently made some comments where he said the cancel culture is here to stay. What do you think about the cancel culture?
What cancel culture? What is that about?
So, like, if I was to ask you a question, a political question right now, and then you say the wrong thing, the internet basically can cancel you to be like, this guy is canceled, he's out. So as long as you say the wrong thing, the world now has a way of just destroying. Like what they did, R. Kelly, like stop playing his music, stop doing this, forget everything you stood for. Or what they did to Kevin Hart with the Oscars, like take away the opportunity. So Jay-Z is like, hey, I made some comments back then and people want to come for me and the cancel culture is here to stay. Do you think it's a facade? Or is it like we're in a moment that will move from, or is it now people are no longer allowed to grow up?
I think, I don't know if it's right to say it comes with civilization, but maybe it comes with civilization or what people think civilization is. It comes with what people think civilization is. That's a good question.
We only hear the truth here.
About that, I think people just like the way I see it right now, because I don't completely understand the context of what Jay-Z was talking about. But what I think is, I just think people move on too fast. You know, when they hit somebody, and then that's like the R. Kelly incident. So after that happened, people are probably like, we can't listen to him anymore because this happened. He did this. He did that. And then they move on to the next person. And then there's title assigned. There's a bunch of other people they could be listening to, because it's like a million other artists they could listen to. So I just think we'll move on too fast. I might be wrong though on that one, but yeah, that's my thoughts on it.
Facts. So anyway, man, do you have anything to inspire the people? What's your story? Tell us about you, mate. We can talk about everybody else. What's your story? What you doing? Which projects are you pushing, mate?
I'm Nigerian. That's my story.
That doesn't mean shit here, mate. All right.
I'm handsome. That's my story.
We global out here, cute. Mate. We global.
I'm cute. You know, I'm sweet.
Who cares about you being sweet? Who cares about you?
Yeah, that is my story. The freshest.
That is your story. All right, man. You've been living in Vancouver. What can you tell us about your city, bro?
My city?
I don't know if Vancouver is your city, but if you consider your city, like what? Like I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the news lately. Like what's it like if you were to explain Vancouver to someone who's never been here before?
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
That doesn't mean you get
all sides. Yeah, Vancouver is actually very beautiful. Depends on which side of Vancouver you're seeing. It could also be very ugly if you're on east side of Vancouver. Or if you're where... I'll just reserve that one. You can come visit. It's a beautiful city. Nice people. Canadians are super nice for the most part of it. Yeah. But yeah, that is it. Vancouver, it's cool.
Vancouver is cool. Nice. Mm-hmm. So that's why we tell someone, like, yo, don't go to Toronto, come to Vancouver. We're pretty cool.
Yeah. I've never been to Toronto.
Views from the six.
But yeah, before I came to Vancouver, I did a research, best city in Canada, and they said it was Vancouver. That's why I came to Vancouver. So don't go to Toronto, come to Vancouver.
Come to Vancouver. Facts. All right, man. There's one topic that people love telling me about. Like, people say it's difficult to find relationships in Vancouver. What's your thoughts on that? Like,
what kind of relationship do you mean?
Like falling in love and getting married, starting a family, getting kids, all the good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it just falls back to what I said earlier about civilization and the generation we are in. People move on too fast. Like, things are just happening real quick. And people are easily distracted. If you want love, better just do it. Like, just get a lover or a girlfriend or something, because she probably, I don't know, she just wants to have sex maybe. So sorry, I was trash, you cut that out.
We're putting it all, mate. Unrated R, whatever they say.
You got that one out.
all right. But nah, on effects, like, how do you meet a girl in Vancouver, mate? Because streets are,
I don't
cold.
Know, Tinder, Badu.
The hell is Badu?
Badu? Badu?
What is that?
Whatever, it's a dating application, yeah.
So you
Facebook. They have Facebook community now, so you can meet a girl on Facebook community. I don't know, it's kind of weird. I don't even know what the concept of Facebook community is.
Do you want me to give you some facts?
What facts?
So here's the facts. Apparently, 80% of women on Tinder find 90% of guys on Tinder to be unattractive. So
then why are they on Tinder?
Well, apparently it's Tinder, like, most users of Tinder, 80% are males. So you have 20%.
So a bunch of guys just asking themselves out.
So 20% of the users are females. So that's quite fascinating. Anyway, man, I don't have topics. Come up with something. We still got time. What else can I ask this man, this Nigerian billionaire? If anyone has ever been looking for the Nigerian prince, we are sitting with him today. If you ever got
the
it.
Precious.
If you ever gotten that message. All right, what's your thoughts on the music business these days? I know you're into music. You're not really a producer like me who's a professional, but yeah.
The music business is very, very lucrative. You can make a lot of money from the celebrity and also from streams and YouTube and streams. On a serious note, the music business is something everybody should do, not because you're not talented or because you're super talented or I don't know, for whatever reason, you should just do it, because everybody can contribute in every single part of music. You could be a music executive, you could be an artist, you could be a producer, you could be a dancer and still sell content. You can even write about music and still make money. So yeah, everybody should be doing music one way or the other.
But they say it's saturated.
Music is saturated?
Yeah, like there's a lot of people trying to do it. Like, yeah,
I mean, it's music. It can never be saturated because even if you sing for one person and they like your song, the weird thing is one person can't just like one person, one musician or one artist. So music cannot be saturated. If there were like 7 billion artists singing for 7 billion people, Jay-Z also likes Lil Wayne, you know? So even like Lil Wayne listens to Jay-Z, Jay-Z also listens to Lil Wayne. So if they are buying songs from each other, they are still making money. So music cannot be saturated.
There's room for everybody to eat.
Yeah.
All right, that was the chat message just telling us you are a YouTuber, sir. Can you tell us a bit about YouTube? You think it's something everybody can do, or is it too late in 2021?
I mean, like, people eat food on YouTube. Like, people just sit down and eat food on YouTube. So for a fact, like, that alone should tell you anybody can do YouTube. Just be consistent, put out like 100 videos in 1 hour.
100 what?
100 videos in 1 hour and you'll be good.
Who makes 100 videos in 1 hour? Man, do you know how hard it is to come up with a YouTube video? You're like sitting there thinking.
People, that's what I'm saying. People eat. People just sit down and eat on YouTube. So if people can just eat on YouTube, why don't you just buy a bunch of food and eat and then...
Mukbang.
Like, let's say chips, season one, you eat chips. Season two, you eat like, I don't know, nachos or something, or fries, chicken, or just order KFC, eat KFC for season two. Yeah, season three, I don't know, just keep doing stupid stuff. People do a lot of things on YouTube, and they have lots of views. Yes, anybody can do anything on YouTube.
What are you doing on YouTube?
And
what? Tell us your story. Yeah, don't just tell us the bits and pieces. We want to know what made you do what you're doing, and yeah, where you see yourself in 5 years time.
I'm doing YouTube mostly. I have like 3 YouTube channels right now. 2 for residual income. I'm going to be playing, and you probably will never see my face on them. You probably follow the channel but would never know I own those channels. And then 1 is for the passion, and also for the money. Yeah, I mean, if you're passionate about something, you should earn from it to make you more passionate about it. So yeah, I started YouTube for 1 passion, the other for money. And that's it. That's why you should start YouTube as well. And also for time, because I need flexibility to be able to do stuff, do some other things without running around and overthinking and overstressing. If I had a 9-to-5.
Do you have a 9-to-5?
Yes, I still do have a 9-to-5.
How's that going for you, mate?
It's a challenge to handle all like YouTube channels 9-to-5, and I also have like other business plans and also cryptocurrency. Blah blah blah.
You're the real Nigerian prince, eh,
it's
Mister?
It's kind of a challenge, yeah.
This money boy. Hey, ladies, hit him up. His name is Vibe with Judio on all platforms. Go get yourself some money. Get some. And how's? Oh yeah, you used to be a rapper. Last time we were with you, you told us about being a rapper. You still rapping, mate?
Oh yeah, I'm always rapping. Like,
you got songs out.
I'm always rapping. Like I had like an EP at a time, I guess, but it's nowhere to be found. I don't know. The site was taken down. Musicuploads.com. I don't know what happened to that website. But yeah, I did have like 3 or 4 songs on there.
For real?
Yeah, for real. I did.
Okay, so why did you stop, mate? It could be
I didn't stop.
What was your name? What was your rap name?
And when I started, I was I think I started as Lil Judio, then I changed to
Nigerian
Jean Lyrican.
John
that
who?
Was like Jean Lyrican. Yeah, I was just trying to be like a very nice lyricist, you know, because I was so smooth and so lyrical. Then I changed back to Judio. So
Judio. Okay, is it Judio or Judio? You try I mean, scare the shit out of us, man.
Say it with your chest, Judio.
Nah, it's just Judio.
What's up? It's your boy Judio. And yeah, I've been rapping for the past 35 years. You know, it's what I do. I do what I do, you know.
How many platinum songs do you have, mate? Platinum?
I have like 1 million platinum songs. All my songs back to back platinum, you know.
Platinum.
You have a platinum song.
So who's your which rappers are you listening to these days?
I've just been listening to classic vibes, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, and like a compilation of all their songs. Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Wale, my favorite.
Because he's Nigerian?
No, that is secondary, but the primary reason is because of how he raps, kind of like poetry.
Is it nepotism I'm smelling here?
No, well, he's just he's very good. Like his songs are timeless, and he knows how to dress too. And he's, I don't know, he's unique. His sound is different.
For real? Yeah. What's your favorite Wale song?
We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on chill tonight.
Shit. Okay, let's do a recording. Now we reach my time limit. Anyway, wait, we don't know the name of that song, bro. You just
Unchill, that's the name of the song. Unchill. By Wale, featuring Jeremiah.
Oh, that's the song you're playing earlier. Oh shit.
Yes.
Yeah, that song. It's good. My favorite song, Wale song, is I'll Be Bad to You.
Oh yeah. The remix was featuring Rihanna. I forgot the other girl on the main song.
Yeah.
I also like the song Matrimony.
Matrimony, yeah, that one is dope. I'm in my late 20s.
Of my heart, you got it. It don't belong to any. Oh,
wooden mic. Does anyone have a wooden mic? We need a wooden mic for this guy.
That voice is still perfect.
Nah, that song was perfect. I'm in my late 20s and I haven't been to a wedding. The day that I found love, I'm
probably scared to share it.
Woo! Yeah, well, bars,
very,
man.
Very talented.
The day I found love in Vancouver, I'll be scared to share it because I know those vouchers, man. The vouchers are here.
No. Boom, boom, boom. You should share it.
Why?
In fact, I'll cast you if you find love. I'll put you on Facebook and tag your family.
Bro, I'm in love right now. What you talking about? Hey, baby. He knows about you.
Tag your family and things.
Like, yo, I'm in a relationship. Any plans of getting married soon, sir?
Like, when people say getting married, to me, it's synonymous with her starting a family. I don't just see getting married. If you say, like, if someone asks me any plans of getting married, I hear any plans of starting a family. And I need to get some things right before I start a family.
What things?
I'm still working on those things.
What things?
Finances, houses, and food. Baby diapers. A bunch of stuff.
So mainly finances, yeah?
Not only finances, even just getting my head right and being in the right space, you know? Because when you're married, you're going to be with somebody else who has like a completely different idea from yours and just wants to do something different from yours, and then you have to like agree to it most of the time. Or disagree most of the time and fuck up the marriage. Or I agree all the time and stay right. So yeah, I just need to get like everything correct, finances, emotions, I don't know, mental strength.
Yeah, because you're pretty fucked up right now. So yeah, you got a lot of work.
I'm very emotionally sound. Yeah, I'm very, very emotionally sound. I should be a therapist or some.
No, you know.
I'll help people out. That make people happy, and
you need help, mate.
No, I don't need help. I give help. I give help.
Nah, I'm playing. What else are we going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, there's one of my favorite opera questions. What do you know to be true? That's the question. After your whole life experience up until today, what would you say you know to be true?
That Jesus Christ is in heaven and that's real.
Explain.
Yeah. You see, like people always say, I believe in a higher power. That doesn't make sense so much. What is the higher power? Like when you see your beliefs have to be consistent if it's Islam, Christianity, or Buddhism, it has to be consistent to a supreme deity. So when you say a higher power, what is that? That could be me. I could be your higher power, you know. But when I say Jesus is real, or Christianity, when I speak that, I'm not trying to like defame any other religion. I'm just saying from my beliefs, the way I move, like I challenge myself, and I also challenge people. I also challenge religion. I don't just like, I didn't just come up to say because my parents were Christian, so I had to be Christian. I actually challenged our religion a few times. There are times I'm like, if my dad was not a Christian or my mom wasn't a Christian, would I be a Christian? I asked questions numerous times because this is like life. Challenges come up, things actually happen. And then you think it's going to be smooth because you're a Christian or because you have a religion. But that's not always the case. And for that reason, you challenge your religion. And then, you know, things kind of like, you know, have rough edges sometimes, but then they go back to being smooth, just to make you understand that God is hearing you, God is with you, and stuff like that. So yeah, I pray a lot, very much. I'm always basically praying. Sometimes I just like keep quiet, stay by myself, listen to the spirits, to what the Holy Spirit is telling me. Then I pray. Then I, you know, yeah, it is what it is, and I worship God a lot. My favorite moments. People don't know I'm in the choir. I'm in the choir. Yeah.
All right. Amen. Do you pray for me, brother?
That's a good question. The way I'd answer that question, I'd rather you pray for yourself.
hey, you know, some of us need a little bit of help, but in the words of Jeremiah, I know someone is out there praying for me. Might not be you, but someone is. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful, people.
Yeah, your mom is praying for you. Mothers always pray for their kids.
Yeah, that's facts. How do you follow up that question, man, without asking something stupid? All right, if you could go back and talk to younger you, let's say 10 years back, what would you tell him, knowing what you know now?
Invest in Bitcoin.
Take everything you have, sell the house.
Sell your father's house and invest in Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, like, we're gonna struggle for 5-10 years, but you're gonna pay off.
Yeah,
that's facts, man. So what were you like growing up, mate? Were you always optimistic, emotionally sound, or were you a shy boy trying to find a way?
Growing up was, I don't know, like, I didn't like school. For the most part, especially when I was younger, because the school I went to was a bunch of like kids that were from rich homes, always acting rich. But then I grew up in a neighborhood where we play a lot with, like, nobody was rich or poor because we always play with each other. But then when you go to school, everybody's kind of like classy, trying to act clean, and, you know, then for that reason, it was kind of, should I say, isolated. They're like different groups, and I didn't just like school for that reason. My parents didn't understand, and I couldn't tell them about it. But yeah, I didn't like school. That was the thing I can remember from my childhood. I just didn't like school. But that doesn't mean I was not smart. I was very smart, but I just didn't like to read. I didn't like anything to do. I didn't want anything to do with school. And then when I, towards like high school, I started being a little bit interested in school. And then, yeah, I became very good. That's when my intelligence started showing. Even my parents were surprised because they thought, I wasn't good in school, but I was actually very intelligent. Like, I could, you know, when you see people talk and people do certain things that you know within you can do better, but you just don't care. Yeah, that was my feeling every time in school. I'm just like, this person, if he does this will be the result. Like, the teachers ask questions in class and you just don't solve it, and then they flog you because you just don't care.
Y'all got whooped.
Yeah, my childhood, I just didn't like school. But I have a master's degree right now, which is
how sweet. Beautiful. How?
Beautiful, beautiful.
How does a man like you get a master's
degree? I do have a master's degree. I'm very educated. In fact, I'm going to get a PhD.
You're going to get a PhD? What would you study for a PhD?
I was thinking of doing like my research. I want to do research on like how behavior affects information technology. But then it's very broad, because to be precise, like to be more, to be more nailed,
to be more precise,
I wanted to do like digital marketing and behavior, just something around that, just a research around that area. Because I read something where it said 1992 we had like humans were engaging with like, I think 500 like engagements around like the signboards, the interactions you get from marketing was like 500. But in 2019, we now, like, every day we're engaging with 5,000 things, which is, it's crazy. I mean, like, don't take my word for it, but I just believe researching on something like that would be crazy. It'd be good.
So yeah, this thing, ladies and gentlemen, we just suffered a bit of what you call it, technical challenges. So we'll end this episode abruptly. With that being said, thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week for a new episode. Next week we should be having a very beautiful voice on the other side. Yeah.